If you're a parent with young kids in childcare, then yesterday's federal budget is probably good news for you, especially if you and your partner are both in work. You'll get a share in $3.5 billion that's going into childcare rebates. But if you're a stay-at-home parent, you could lose your childcare benefits altogether. The message to mums here is pretty clear. Mums, the government wants you going back to work. And there's less money going into maternity leave too. Well, if budgets are just a jumble of numbers to you, fear not, we've got economics writer Ross Gittins from Fairfax joining us now to shed a bit of light on how parents are affected by the budget. G'day, Ross.
G'day, Claire.
Hi, thanks for joining me. Let's just start with the childcare rebates. How will the new childcare subsidy help families that have two incomes, so where mum and dad are both working?
You need to remember that none of this happens until 2017,
yeah.
But two-income families on fairly modest to middle incomes will gain. Mm. But as you say, for stay-at-home mums, it's all a bit tough. It's really not saying you shouldn't stay at home, you should go to work. The government can't say that. What they can say is, if you're not working, we won't give you very much, if any, subsidy for any childcare that you organise.
So, and there's a threshold of income, isn't there? So stay-at-home parents, if their income is over $65,000, they'll lose the childcare, but those with a lower income than that will still have a bit of help.
Yes, a bit.
Yep.
What this is really saying is John Howard was when he was Prime Minister, was very, very conscious of the need for support for single income families, but his successors seem much more closely focused on the economic benefits of encouraging more women back into the workforce. And so there's less sympathy for single income families than there used to be under John Howard.
And it doesn't have to be full-time work from what I understand. Talking 8 hours a week.
Yes. Or it can be education.
Lastly, on childcare and parenting, let's talk about the cuts in maternity leave payments. So the government's trying to dissuade maternity leave double dippers. What does that mean?
Well, I think that this is quite a bad move. To date, people have been eligible for the government's paid maternity leave, which was for 18 weeks, I think, at the minimum wage. But if they were getting anything from their employer, then under the present arrangements, you can just add the two together. And so there's much less economic pressure on the young mother to get back to work. I think that's highly desirable. But what the government thinks is, if they're getting the support from their employer, they shouldn't also be getting it from the taxpayer. Now, the thing is that if you're getting it all at the same time, there might be an argument, but you've always been able to do them serially so that when one runs out, you start the other, and therefore maximise the amount of time that you can afford to be at home looking after the baby before you go back to work. I think that's a much better arrangement. And I also think that women are right to object to being stigmatised as kind of greedy or double dippers when that was a design feature of the system. Now, if the government decides to change it, well, that's their business, and we can argue whether it's a good idea or not a good idea, but it's a bit rich when they start to stigmatise people who have been using a feature of the existing system.
With that label.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, so it's a mixture of news for parents. There's winners and losers in this budget, as always. It's always good to get your opinion. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure, Claire.